Homelessness is a growing issue here, as it is across the nation. In this story, I talk with some homeless and formerly homeless people here in our community. I met them at an event called Haircuts for the Homeless.
From the line, I love it.
You leaving your stuff outside?
It happened at the Huga Salon in Astoria, Oregon, on a recent Monday. The salon does this event a few times a year on a day when they're normally closed. It's one of a few salons around town that offer this service. It's sort of a tradition. Elizabeth Tisdale owns Huga.
Was a salon here before we took over the space called Aura. And the woman who owned it is named Ronelle. She's out in Hammond now. But she did it before us. And so I told her that I was interested in keeping it up. And so we do it kind of coordinated with River Folk, Mary and Scott Doherty, who are Betsy's clients and wonderful people. So they kind of do the PR, put the word out, make flyers.
I spoke with Mary Doherty. She and her husband Scott founded the local nonprofit River Folk. They help the homeless in this region on the banks of the Columbia River get back on their feet.
You know, it's the weather's getting nice. Everybody's feeling a little, you know, we need to do something. It's nice to have a haircut. And, you know, we work hard to get people into jobs, and it's a good thing to look nice. So, and it feels good. They feel better, you know, when they're fancied up a little. So it's just part of what we do for our community.
Mary introduces me to Justine. Justine and her boyfriend Eddie used to be homeless in Astoria. Now they have an apartment and are off the streets.
Well, my boyfriend's getting a haircut, so oh, okay. We're going to be working at Camp Rylea this next month, and he wants to work in the kitchen, so he's going to get all clean shaven.
Oh, that's great. That's true.
He likes to be the frontline man, so he's got to get his face cleaned up and then, you know, get a haircut and everything, so we're really excited for it. It's a step forward for us.
I also talked with Eddie.
From Portland. I moved down here 5 years ago, and I love it down here. I've been getting a lot of help from River Folk, Mary, and filling empty bellies. And if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. They've done awesome.
Filling Empty Bellies is another Astoria nonprofit. They help the homeless by offering meals at a local park. A haircut can be a good leg up, but one of the most challenging situations for homeless people is when they lose their ID. Without it, their options for regaining normal life are limited. Mary Doherty helps people get back their ID.
Well, I didn't have a clue of what I was doing. I just threw myself in there and downloaded at the Oregon Vital Records. Just go to any vital records site for whatever state you want. You download the application, you know, name, date of birth, place of birth, mother's name, father's name.
Sorry, are you okay?
And then you scroll down to the bottom of the page and it says, enclose 3 pieces of ID. And then I was stuck because you can't get a birth certificate without ID and they don't have ID, so what do you do? So I called Multnomah County and said, you guys got to work with me here. I need help. And they came up with a document that I use my ID to... The DHS office notarizes it, and that's good enough. I'm just stating that I know them, and this is what we're trying to do. So we got past that hurdle, and we've done almost 400 now, I think.
Then Mary introduced me to Michael Cook. Michael's hard to miss. He's in a motorized wheelchair, for one thing. He was sitting in the middle of the salon waiting his turn, dark hair and a beard. I asked him if he had ever stayed at the Astoria Warming Center, a service for the homeless that's available through a local church in the winter months. He said he prefers not to.
Too many idiots. All kinds of behavioral issues, disrespect to other people, disrespect to the staff. All kinds of problems.
So you'd rather not go there?
I didn't go there this winter, no. Last winter, I did go in there, but this winter I didn't, because I didn't want to deal with everything again.
So do you feel safe?
Outside, sleeping in a doorway? No, not really. Some nights, when it's really stormy and windy and rainy,
yeah.
I feel safe then. Because it keeps everybody at bay.
Yeah.
when it's warmer, when it's the weekend, when it's nice out, everybody wacko nut jobs, yelling, screaming, meth heads running up and down the street, you know, whatever. So, no.
You better get on it, too, if you're getting home.
So, are you looking forward to the time when you won't be homeless?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I've applied everywhere, talked to everybody, go to everybody's office, you know, some of those people, they talk to you and then forget you exist as soon as you leave. You know, I'm on a housing list that has over 500 people, so it's a 2-year wait. You know, so it's hard.
I asked Michael what would help him the most.
Housing. A good primary care doctor.
I don't know how Michael came to be in a wheelchair or how he gets along on the street. He told me he charges the batteries in his chair at the Astoria Library, where he browses the internet as the batteries charge up. Sometimes he uses a wall outlet at the local McDonald's. When I asked around about him, a couple of people summed up their thoughts with some version of, oh, he wants to be homeless. I don't know if this is true. It's certainly not what he told me. But the thought of him out alone in the rain and wind as his safest place right now, right here in my town, that's haunting. Recent statistics estimate that Clatsop County here has about 700 homeless people, Oregon 15,000, the nation 600,000. These numbers are growing. According to a 2016 article in Atlantic Magazine, annually up to 3.5 million Americans have no stable place to stay at some point during the year. Families headed by women make up a third of the homeless, and well over 100,000 children are homeless every day. Half of those are younger than 5. Of course, the issue isn't simple. Mental illness and drug and alcohol abuse are big problems that are intertwined with homelessness. So are stagnant wages, rising costs of living, and scarcity of rental housing. There are a few who may choose homelessness. Everyone has their own story, and everyone's life is different. In upcoming stories in this series, I'll talk with other people affected by our epidemic of homelessness, small business owners, elected officials, people who have made it their life's work to help those on the fringes of society, and others. Together, I hope these stories add to our understanding of the situation locally, promote thought and discussion, and help us forge solutions. In the meantime, on the positive side of things, some homeless people here in Astoria now have haircuts, new ID, and are feeling better about life, and can perhaps pursue opportunities they couldn't before. I'm grateful to the people who talked with me. They opened my eyes a bit. I said hi to the homeless guy with a dog outside Fred Meyer. He nodded. A small thing, and possibly nothing, but also maybe a step toward more community. In Astoria, Oregon, I'm Joanne Rideout, reporting for Coast Community Radio.